Good day, and welcome to the quarterly all VR call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Regina Bowden. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our last nationwide VR conference call for the calendar year. On behalf of Rob Path, and Rob is tied up for the moment, I'd like to welcome everyone to the call. We have a very interesting afternoon planned for everyone, and we have three dynamic speakers, the VR crew, Katie Streibringer, Shada Roper, and Raquel Donaldson. And after these ladies give you very important updates, we'll open the call as usual for questions from the audience. So without further delay, I'll turn it over to Katie.
Thank you, Regina. Good afternoon, everyone. I just want to give a couple of updates. The first update is on the status of our pending. We currently have about 8,200 cases pending, so our pending is going up a little bit. We did expect that, you know, due to Bursar. We've received about 1,200 claims from Bursar since we sent out the last quarterly file in August, so things are looking really good there. Thank you, everyone, for your claims. The next Bursar file will be going out the first week of November, so look for that in your inbox. If you've recently submitted your forms, you will be included in the group who are getting the next distribution. If you haven't sent your form yet, you do have some time to get that form in with us so we can give you the file. If you have any questions on the Bursar process or the Bursar file, you can contact the VR Help Desk. The last thing I wanted to mention is that we did send out an updated copy of the VR Provider Handbook last week, and that should be in your inbox. If you don't have it or need a copy, just let us know, and once again, reach out to that VR Help Desk. And that's all I have. I'm going to hand it over to Shada Roper.
Good afternoon, everyone. Regina mentioned that this is the last call of the calendar year, but the first call of our fiscal year. So I just wanted to touch bases with some of you on our 301 claims because we've been receiving more 301 information from our Office of Disability Operations, and they're the ones that actually get in touch with us to allow us to know that you are filing a 301 claim. This right here is just a quick run-through. We've scheduled and planned with management, so it seems the next all-call will be January 12th. We will do a full-fledged training, not a full-fledged training from the operation side, but a full-fledged training from our side as VR in a time like this where we know you are expecting your money, your cost reimbursement. We are going to try to give you a training that is full with PowerPoint information and anything that you need to let you know what's happening with 301 and 301 claims. On our end, from our perspective as VR cost reimbursement. I know that some of my promise demonstration group, and it's not just to single them out or pay any favor to the promise demonstration group, but they are the ones that I send out 301 letters to mostly. So I'm just using them as a tool right now. So if you're receiving information that you might have a possible 301 and we're sending this via email, everything now is automated or electronic. So even prior to COVID-19 and the pandemic, we tried to make everything electronic and automated. So therefore, your notices are sent via email. We have a 301 mailbox. We did that to get away from fax to preserve PII. All kinds of other rationale for why we tried to make this more updated, sophisticated, trying to follow regulations and laws that are not just, you know, mandated by VR regulations, but also by our Social Security office. So we are doing everything that we can to serve you, but also follow our laws and regulations. As far as timely filing and those extensions are concerned, we do respect and are aware of any system issues that you have with 301. We are asking that once you file your 301 claims, which you should immediately do after you receive any emails from me or any emails from our 301 box or the help desk, that we then will use that as timely filing for you to get that claim in, do whatever you have to. If there's additional information needed, then it's just as if you were sending a C-7 or any other notice where we need additional information. We reserve and keep the first filing date. So just make sure once you receive those messages that say, hey, I sent you an email. You might have a potential 301. Here's the file. Here's the information. Even if you cannot upload the documents, please address the 301 to at least get it on our pending claim. Any other questions that you may have can always be sent to the help desk. Raquel Donaldson will keep an eye on it. She will absolutely forward it to my personal email if she has to. In addition, we have a 301 email box. We put that into Social Security policy, so we did everything to make it more efficient for you. In addition, as cost-effective, in addition, in these times where we know you need your money, this is another way for you to receive cost and reimbursement and have additional monies coming to you. So email the desk. Check to make sure that it's on your pendant. Let us know that you've done this so for us to even check. So Raquel will check to say, hey, you gave me a work case number, and I don't see a 301, or okay, I'll let Shada know that there's a 301 and you sent this information to the help desk. I also want to give you the 301 mailbox. So that mailbox is vr.301.claims@ssa.gov. If not, as I said, you can always email it to the help desk. Raquel will get that information to me and we'll get moving on it. In addition, there's also always, anytime that it's necessary, my personal email. So it's Shada, S-H-A-D-A, dot T as in Tom, dot Roper, my last name, R-O-P-E-R, at ssa.gov, and we will get those working for you. In the meantime, we plan to have a complete visual with a PowerPoint and everything for the January call to show you from our end what it is that we see, what is accepted, and you might even have some of your VR state representatives showing you what they do with their 301, so that way you can be fully aware of what's happening with 301 and how we're able to process them on our side. The Office of Disability, they pretty much just get the information to us. We need you to see it from a cost reimbursement perspective so that you can get the full and maximum cost reimbursement that you need, that is necessary. So once again, that will be for the January call that we will do a full-fledged 301 training. If you have any additional questions, remember to please email the 301 mailbox, the help desk, or myself, to find out more information about our 301 claims. Thank you for your time and attention. I'd like to pass it on now to Raquel Donaldson to address our Verser claims and our 690 denials.
Thank you, Shada. Good afternoon, everyone. I just have two quick reminders. I will not be long at all, but before I do, I just want to say for anyone that did not catch the 301 email address that Shada just provided, please email the VR Help Desk, and I'll be more than happy to send it out to you. And also, it's going to be a part of the archive notes for this VR call. So either way, you will get the information either from me or from just reviewing the archives. As far as the Verser is concerned, I just wanted to remind everyone, Verser is quarterly as far as the earnings that are reported. So a lot of times I see recons or emails from the VRs just questioning why, if they see three quarters of earnings, why were their claims denied 220? Keep in mind that because that's quarterly information and that because SSA, the VR team has, for the most part, monthly information, that is definitely going to be the reason why you're still getting denied 220. Now, if you know that you have a Verser claim and you see three quarters and you're getting denied 210 or 200, things like that, then by all means, you know, shoot that email to me, and I'll be more than happy to look at it. As most of you know, I'll look at it anyway. I just don't want you all wasting your time now that there's only one reconsideration, resubmitting the information without asking me about it first or just having different earning backup information that you want to provide to us. So that's just the FYI for you. Also, 650 denials. Since COVID began in, I believe, March, Katie issued a new policy in regards to we no longer are doing 650 denials, and that's the 650 denial is when we request, we send you a C3 or a C7. We're asking for more documentation for your claims before we can process them or we can pay them. As of right now, still, that has not changed. We are not doing 650 denials. I've been noticing some people will email me and say, hey, Raquel, I still got a 650 denial. It's absolutely a system error if you do receive one, but I just ask that you reach out to me at the BR Help Desk so we can get that rectified. You should not be receiving any 650 denials until further notice from us saying, hey, that policy is no longer in effect. As long as COVID is in effect, the policy is in effect that we're not doing 650 denials. Again, if you have any questions in regards to that, email me at the VR Help Desk, vr.helpdesk@ssa.gov. And that is all I have for you all today. We want to go ahead, operator, and open up the line for questions, please.
Yeah, certainly. So if anybody would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, press star 1 to ask a question. We'll go ahead and take our first question from Eugenia Cox.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yep.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yeah. My question is, we've never in Oregon, at least not with VR General, received a Section 301 claim. Who is supposed to notify us if there's a potential 301 claim?
Hi, Regina. Hi, Eugenia. This is Shada. I would inform you if there was a 301 claim. So you would receive a message from our 301 mailbox that says, hey, here are all the documents. We have a potential 301. It should have generated or started with your counselors. They go through the local field office, and they do whatever they do. It then goes to our Office of Disability Operations. And then the Office of Disability Operations then informs us through our 301 mailbox that, hey, this is what happened. We have a 301 claim. You need to check this out. I then get the information, and I send it to you with a letter, all the information that we were provided with our Office of provided from our Office of Disability Operations, and then any necessary documents that you have to attach to your pending claim. So it starts with your counselors in the field office. It then ends up with our Office of Disability Operations. Later it comes to me, and I reach out to you and say, hey, go ahead and try to file a 301 claim. We'll see if this is payable later.
Okay. So
once we do the training in January, there will be some regulatory things that I'll explain to you that that's involved with receiving payment for a 301 claim. But the initial information starts with your counselors and then the field offices.
And so you're saying that the RVR counselors have to track people's benefits and then go to the field office and let them know that they're a possible claim? I've never heard this before. So it has to be initiated by RVR counselors?
It starts with them because they're accepting the people into VR. It doesn't come to you immediately. So once the counselors are dealing with them and their benefits, they see that, oh, this person has some type of medical, because we offer that to them in our local field offices. So it doesn't start with us here at Voc Rehab. It actually starts with our Office of Disability Operations and our field offices There's paperwork to be done. There's a form that's done, and then it ends up with us. It's not necessarily for your counselors to track. That's not their job, per se. But it is for them to fill out forms to say, hey, you could medically recover, whatever the case is. There are 301 claims. Once it gets to the Office of Disability Operations, they say, oh, there's a 301 that was filed for. There was information in their claim. I use the Promise Demonstration Project as an example because that's where I'm receiving most of my 301 information.
Okay, so what you're saying is that any of the VR states that have filed a 301 claim, their counselors physically went in to start paperwork for one of these claims for those individuals.
They didn't necessarily have to physically go in. Their forms that are on our Social Security websites, and we can even go through the form, there are forms, though, that are saying, you know, was there an IEP with this person? Was there an IPE? What happened? A lot of our 16-year-olds fall under this category. That's why it becomes, I use the Promise as an example, because they tend to be our 16 and 17-year-olds. So
okay,
it's not necessarily.
So when we send in our monthly data, saying that we are working with these individuals, that doesn't let you know that we have an IPE for that individual?
That's not necessarily part of the 301 process. The 301 process has to do with medical and disability. That's part of the training. So it has to do with medical cessation. It has nothing to do with SGA or any of those things. So the thing is when it tends to start at our local field office. It then is with our Office of Disability Operations, something that doesn't, we're not part of that particular process at that end. It comes to us on the back end to say, hey, there's a potential 301 claim because this person has medically recovered.
Okay. So you actually,
Eugenia, I'm sorry, Eugenia, Shada is planning on our next all VR call to do a full presentation on this. If you have a specific question in regards to a 301 you're trying to submit, you can email the VR help desk in regards to it. But I don't
want
Shada
to take up your time.
Thank you.
All right, we will go ahead and take our next question from David Leon. Please go ahead.
Thank you. First, I just want to thank you all for it's in times when things have been difficult, communication has stayed even, and I get responses pretty quickly when we have questions. So I want to thank you for that. I have two questions. One, you might tell me the table, and that's okay. But first, I was hoping for a little more about the changes to the VR provider handbook. Can you kind of go over what the major changes are in this version? And then my second question, just not about how 301s work, I understand that fully. In the past, when we've received a 301 announcement, we still wait until the case closes because if we file sooner, we are going to miss out on many of the VR costs. And so I'm curious now if and maybe that's in the provider handbook, if maybe there's been a big change to the way 301 works in terms of payment for the VR services. And those are my two questions.
Hey, David.
Thank you.
David, it's Raquel. How are you? In regards to the provider handbook, and this I think was on the email blast that was connected to the handbook itself, the new handbook, there was, I think, six things that we updated in regards to, it was the earnings requirement, overlapping claims, the fiscal year 20 cost formula was in there, document retention policy, and the diary length and clarification of the VREM policy. So those were the new topics that were either added or updated.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Now, in regards to the 301, Shade, I don't know if you want to answer that now or if you just want to table it until January completely, your call.
Hi, David. This is Shade. We will table that. However, that's part of the training, the regulatory matters that involve a 301. We just want you to at least get it on our pending list. We'll explain all of that about the cost and other things that have, and I see where you're going with this, so that will be part of the training. In addition to the list of items that Raquel mentioned, we also added the reconsideration policy in there to say why we're doing what we're doing with reconsideration.
Okay, thank you. That's very helpful. And just maybe what would have been helpful for some to clarify is, my understanding, for a 301 to be allowed, the reason to maintain benefits has to be that someone is in plan status with VR at the time that process happens, and that's why it starts with our counselors, correct?
Yes, David, thank you. That would have been part of the training, but I thank you for your assistance in clarifying that, but yes.
That was it for me. Thank you.
Thanks, David. Have a good day.
All right. We can go ahead and take our next question from Nishkashyap Yang. Please go ahead.
Hi. Scott couldn't make it today, but this is from VR California. I just wanted to ask if you guys could repeat the emails for the VR help desk and the 301 claims.
Sure. The email for the VR help desk is vr.helpdesk@ssa.gov. That's vr.helpdesk@ssa.gov. And Shade of the 301 email?
The 301 email is vr.301.claims@ssa.gov.
All right, that was it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, again, that is star one to ask a question. We'll go ahead and take our next question from Christine Robinson. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you. My only question was about the changes to the VR provider handbook. So if you've already covered that, then I have no further questions.
Sure. You just may have missed it, Christine. What's your question? Oh, you want to
oh, no,
change?
You, yeah, I was just looking for a little detail on that, but I'll review the handbook.
Okay, and then again, on the email blast that was sent out with the handbook, it was listed on there exactly what the changes or updates were, but if you look at it and still have questions, you know how to reach me.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Raquel.
Welcome. Thanks.
All right, it appears there are no further questions at this time.
All right. Again, we want to thank everyone who took the time today to be on the call. Our next call is 2021, January 12, 2021, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, everyone have a wonderful day. Wanted to go ahead and wish Shada a happy birthday on Friday, and everyone else have a great afternoon.
Yay, and we missed Raquel's birthday last week. That was on October 13th. So the thing is, we also have a belated birthday.
Thank you.
All right, this concludes today's call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.